Hello, hikers. Welcome back to the Living Breathing Appalachian Trail podcast. I'm your host, Old School. Today, we are going to be talking about some other interesting points in Georgia. But before we get started, congratulations, you are officially through hiking the AT. I hope all of your hikes are going well. However many miles you've hiked so far, I hope you are having so much fun. So today, we are going to be talking about Blood Mountain, Neil's Gap, unsure if it's plural or not. Before we get started on our regular show today, I wanted to tell you guys about this new app that I downloaded. This is not an ad at all, but it is really cool. My dad showed it to me. You can actually hike the Appalachian Trail like virtually in your normal life, just walking around by the steps that your phone collects. So it's called Walk the Distance. And when you open it, it has a bunch of different stuff on it. It has the Appalachian Trail. You can also do marathons, national parks, and cities, which is cool. So if you go on the Appalachian Trail, I started it. I'm in Georgia right now, where we also are in our podcast, but I've literally done like barely any because I have other stuff to do during the day and I can't just hike all day or walk around. So today I've done 3.2 miles and my total is 7.2 miles, which I'm very far behind. You can also see other people on here, which is really, really cool. And I'm like linked up with my dad and my friend that I made download it because she really likes hiking. So you can see like where your friends are on the virtual trail. Like my dad is 12.5 miles ahead of me and my friend just downloaded it today. So she's 6.3 miles behind me, which I think is really cool. And you can also see all the other people that downloaded the app that where they are and like have your own little like tramly kind of thing, which is cool. But the app's only free up until North Carolina, which kind of sucks. But it's only $2.99 after that, so like I'm considering purchasing it after. This might be a cool app for families of through hikers on the Appalachian Trail right now, because you can kind of hike along with your family member or friend that's hiking and try to keep up with them, which you probably won't because you'll be doing other stuff besides hiking, but it will still be fun to track your own progress. So yeah, I thought I would just tell you guys about that cool app that I've downloaded, and let's get into our regular program. So let's get started. Blood Mountain is 29 miles into your hike. It is the highest elevation summit on the AT in Georgia. So first of all, we're going to start with how it got its name of Blood Mountain. It came from a Native American legend, which there was a battle between the Cherokee and the Creek nations. And they said that there was so much blood that it started to run down the mountain and turn the rivers red. And they also thought that the mountain was home Nunehi, which is a spirit people that watch over hunters and hikers. So when you're out there hiking on the trail, say thank you to Nunehi for watching over you. So when you get to the top of your hike on Blood Mountain, you will have an amazing view of the Blue Ridge Mountains and the other mountains that you will be climbing in due time. So when you get down on the bottom of the mountain, you will be at Neil's Gap, which this is kind of a famous place, and I feel like everyone hears about this. It's like a legend kind of thing that about 10 to 20% of hikers don't make it past this point, but this will not be you. You will keep hiking and you will make it to Katahdin. And that is kind of like the symbolic marking of that is the famous shoe tree. So the shoe tree is the boots of hikers who have quit here, which in my opinion, I don't know why you would leave your boots. It was kind of expensive and you could probably use them if you're still going to do hiking after this, which I assume you would. You wouldn't just quit your through hike and then quit hiking altogether. At Neil's Gap is an outfitter. It's called Mountain Crossings, and there's also a hostel here. So usually hikers just pass through, but you could also stay here. And the famous pass-through point is the tunnel, which the trail goes right through the building. Neil's Gap is also where many hikers do a shakedown of all their gear to see what they don't need. Maybe you will do this. And hikers often get pizza here, which you definitely should, and treat yourself for hiking all that way. So thank you guys for listening to today's episode. I hope you are having an awesome time in your hike, and I will see you in North Carolina. All of the sources where I got my information from will be in the description of the podcast. Thanks.